Almost 3 years after Hurricane Katrina, many Gulf Coast residents feel overlooked as they struggle to recover. In this reporter's notebook, NPR's Pam Fessler recalls another time when Americans were sent to the Gulf to be forgotten.
73 years ago, my father-in-law came home from school and found his father was gone. He never saw him again. It turns out his father had leprosy. And in the 1930s, such patients were taken to an isolated federal hospital in Carville, Louisiana. Most were quarantined there for life. During a recent reporting trip to Louisiana, I was joined briefly by my husband, Matt, to pursue our own story with a visit to where his grandfather had died.
Also, I pulled that receipt book that has Matt's grandfather's name in it.
Elizabeth Schecksnyder is curator of the National Hansen's Disease Museum at Carville. That's leprosy's official name, Hansen's disease. Schecksnyder shows us a crumbling ledger where patients' valuables were recorded.
Do you know his admission date?
May 27th.
There you go.
We see an entry for Matt's grandfather under an alias. Most patients here used an alias because of the stigma of the disease. Matt's grandfather, who was blind, couldn't sign even his make-believe name.
Your grandfather actually made those X's there, those in pencil there, right?
Yeah, right, which is about the only thing we have of him.
We now know that leprosy is hardly contagious at all and very treatable, but the scars of the disease remain. A museum display tells how patients listened with excitement to a radio broadcast of the 1937 World Series between the Giants and the Yankees, and the jolt when the announcer said, "The umpire is the leper of the game. Everybody despises him, but nobody touches him."
My grandfather was a big Yankee fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he would undoubtedly have been listening to that.
Schecksnyder notes that even today, leper is used to mean outcast. Matt and I visit his grandfather's gravesite in nearby Baton Rouge. He's buried in a tiny Jewish cemetery in a distant corner. The tombstone is hidden behind an overgrown bush. Trash is scattered nearby.
That's pretty sad.
I had no idea that it would get into this kind of disrepair. Come back with a hacksaw.
It sometimes seems that there's no end to the ways people can be forgotten.
NPR's Pam Fessler.